The National Media Commission, with the help of the European Union, has developed key tracking indicators that will be used to monitor activities of the media in its coverage of the upcoming district assembly elections. These indicators will monitor the full compliance of the legislation on the district level elections by the media. To assess and validate the indicators, the NMC yesterday met with stakeholders to examine the indicators and make additions and subtractions to make the system effective. Stakeholders from the media, civil society organizations, and decentralization experts lauded the NMC for the initiative and strongly suggested the inclusion of monitoring of the content of stories and how journalists include personal views in stories. Gloria Anderson and Yawe Santi Emerika participated in the workshop and bring you the details.
The National Media Commission's tracking indicators have three key areas of interest. They look at the monitoring of hate speech, the monitoring of agenda setting by the media, and the monitoring of political elections. These three areas of interest have selected pointers which will guide the monitoring. The Executive Secretary of the NMC, George Sapon, emphasized the need for the media to give attention and coverage to the district assembly elections, especially as decentralization is critical to the country's political and administrative life, which he says defines humanity.
Part of our monitoring is also to track the degree of compliance with the law. So the center outcome indicates that the law requires that this be a partisan activity, a non-partisan activity. The tracking of political actors there is just a compliance regime to see if there is a slightest sign of any affiliation connected to any candidate, which then becomes an issue of compliance. So much of the tracking that we are going through will also be on the entire legislation covering the local government election to be sure we want, if the media themselves understand and if the media is able to point out breaches of the law as the campaign period goes on.
Some participants, however, raised issues with their indicators.
Yes, the paper here is supposed to be non-partisan, but the fact is that there is some level of partisanship going on there. But with regards to the monitoring, I just want to know whether you have factored in this aspect of the indirect involvement of the political actors. Because sometimes, yes, they would be involved, but not in a very direct way. And the media needs to be alerted to some of these tendencies. I want to know whether that has been incorporated.
The tracking system will guide the monitoring of all elections and the daily work of the media for the upcoming district elections. The national and rural local media avenues will be monitored. To make the rural monitoring more effective, the EU has acquired mobile monitoring units which will move around the regions to monitor the media coverage.